would you call yourself a socialist?
No.
You've never told a lie in politics?
No.
See, somebody sent me a video action last Friday and it had you talking at the socialist union.
Yes.
And you mentioned the word comrade about four times in a minute. What was that about?
It was a rally and I would have been about 25 years old.
Comrade.
That was in 2009.
Oh, well, I can't remember which country it was in.
Has it changed since those days?
No, not particularly.
If you are caught in a lie or caught intentionally misleading the New Zealand public, how would you expect to be held to account?
Well, I actually believe that it is possible to exist in politics without lying.
We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full 2-week period of sustained propaganda.
And so, well, you know that these things are neurologically harmful. You know, they're neurotoxins, right? I mean, mercury is a neurotoxin. Heavy metals are neurotoxins. Aluminum oxides, neurotoxins. So why are we all standing around with our thumbs in our ears for all these years, you know, since 1988 and before, you know, with the whole vaccine injury court, which we've covered that a little bit on the show. But so these things are happening and people are getting injured or dying. And the vaccine injury court gives people crumbs to deal with their situation. I think the average reward, if I remember properly, is $150,000. And that is nothing. That might be a year of care for somebody that has an autistic child. So, but what about the loss of future grandchildren? You can't even measure this stuff. You can't measure the harm that a vaccine has done to a family's life when you have a son who should have grandchildren by the time he's 20, producing a whole new set of families for the family. How can you pay that back? How can you say, well, you know, we're going to give you $150 million. Let's say that I won't take $150 million from my eyeball. And you're telling me I'm going to give you my children for you to shoot up because, and even require in some of these liberal states in America, they require vaccines to go to school. California, Oregon, Washington, it's a requirement. Where's the science? Where's the people that should be standing up for this long decades ago? Not just now that our own flesh is under threat. You know, I find it pretty, you know, morally outrageous that nurses and doctors are now, you know, my job's on the line and my conscience can't bear with it anymore. And I'm afraid that I'm going to get a shot. Why weren't you afraid when you were jabbing 70 shots into a child before the age of 2? Where was your moral outrage then? Where was your conscience then? Well, I mean, you know, so this is really something that's, you know, and after our children got their first set of shots and I saw what happened with them, I said no more.
Are you going to get vaccinated? I think I want to wait a bit longer. What do you need to wait? I'm just not in a rush to get it, mate. Have you had it? Yeah, I've had it. Why are you being so selfish? How am I being selfish? Because if you get COVID, you can pass it on to me. But you've been vaccinated. Yeah, but I can still get it. So if I get vaccinated, I can still get it too. Yeah, but you should still get it because then you won't pass it on to me. But if I get vaccinated, I can still get it and still pass it on to you. Well, yeah, but you should still get it. But you can catch it off me whether I've been vaccinated or not. Yeah, but you should still get vaccinated. But why? Because it's the right thing to do. Who says? The people that make it.